So we see card is in Dabago VOA in Debele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 7 kuNcwabakazi 2023 ngoCape Stube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Someone has lost umntanabo. Ongumfana, someone has lost umfowabo, ubudwabo. Lathi we've lost a change champion.
Uvaleliswa uTinashe Chitsunga owabulawa ngabacatshengelwa ukuba ngamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi i-African Union isithumele abantu abazokhangela ukuthi kambe ukhetho lweZimbabwe luzaqhutshwa ngendlela ehlonipha yini isisekelo sombuso seZimbabwe, i-constitution.
Inhlanganiso ye-African Union isilungiselela ukuyahlola ukuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe.
Sikwazile ukuhamba siyofika endaweni yakomagabelana lapho kubuya khona u-Elvis Mathi okungumaeli ibizo lakhe lomculo umholi wensimbi zeshwane.
Badabukile abantu kulandela ukubhubha kwamalunga eqembu le-insimbi zeshwane. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umnumzana Nelson Chamisa, umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, ubesesililweni sikaTinashe Chitsunga, wabulawa ngeviki ephelileyo ngabacatshangelwa ukuba ngamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF. Bekugcwele amalunga ebandla le-CCC, izihlobo labangani esililweni lesi eHarare. UChamisa uthe abantu badabuke inhliziyo ngokubulawa kukaChitsunga.
Tinofamba tiri munashi. Bazinu zedu tinashi. Tinoprovokwa. Takawewa mboneni uwe, farali, nezanu pia, mbama mnangawa mbetu mmake kumbaba nikuwe, anya kana kutikufu. Takapota ndaura awaza mbuno zia, neputi kwa mtari.
Tina silandela izikondizo zika nkulunkulu sonke isikhathi. Basi kala basi chaye benze wonke wonke mthethweni. Sibebulele uTinashe, babulala mboneni uwe, ekumeni kamnangagwa ekwekwe. Awulanto abayenzayo. Lami ngaphosa ngadutula mtari. Awulalutho olwenziwa ngalokho. Uthi niyashe ukulo emahlayana. Siyakwazi akufeleyo. Siyaxolisa kumdeni wonke ngowenza le kuthi nashe.
Ukubatha imawoko asidlori tinashe.
Omunye wabakubandlaleli uNkosazana Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa uthi eZimbabwe lilahlekelwe liqhawe lamaqhawe. Uthi akumelanga abantu befele abakusekelayo ikakhulu ezombusazwe.
Someone has lost their dad, someone has lost umntanabo. Ongumfana, someone has lost umfowabo, ubudwabo. Lathi we've lost a change champion. Kuyethusa, kuhlasimulisa umzimba. SingamaZimbabweni ngibone ngani itolerance yethu kumele ifike lapho ukuthi siyavumelana, ukuthi asivumelani ngokwepolitics kodwa siyakwazi ukuphilisana. So abeqembu leZANU-PF kumele bakufunde lokho, kuqale khona kupresident wabo uMnangagwa, abafundisa abantu bakhe ukuthi mele ube le tolerance. Omunye lomunye ulelungelo lokuthi akhethe iqembu lombusazwe afuna ukulisapota.
Umnumzana Mlungisi Moyo wokubandla leZANU-PF uyakusekela lokho.
Ngibona ngathi amaphathi wonke aze engenasifiso sokuthi kungaba nodlakela. Ngoba umongameli webandla elibusayo enzerisiyini ubethi yena not now saying not violence, yimessage vele esihamba layo. Kodwa uzathola ukuthi in any process awusoze uswele indumba sengavuthwayo kwinkuqumba. Okuthi ngakuthiwa asenzeni lokho nawo uya nga. Nalaba bebandla elibhikisayo nabo becela sibi lokuthi hhayi asivumelana nini ikhampeni ngokuthula ngulonalo. Athengise ukuthi ibandla lakhe lona limelelana, athengise labantu abantu bangalithenga ngendolo fotsokaseteke. So le incident ekajaha lo oweharare incident nami engizwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu.
Kusenjalo uNkosikazi Molifi, umsekeli ophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende wawolemelika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe okuzwekazi le-Afrika, utshele uBlessing Zulu weStudio 7 ukuthi kukhanya ngani kalosuze luqhutshwe ngemfanelo ukhetho eZimbabwe.
I would like to recall that the president of Zimbabwe, President Mnangagwa, has said repeatedly that he wants his country to hold free and fair elections. And we believe that would be the best path to promote peace and prosperity in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, we have seen a fact pattern over recent months.
Ngiyakhumbula uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi eZimbabwe lizaqhubeka ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi lokhu kungenza kube lokuthula eZimbabwe njalo lenqubekela phambili. Kodwa ukhanya engani akusoze uhambe njalo lonyaka.
Legislation called the Patriotic Act was adopted, and in fact that legislation imposes restrictions on basic political freedoms.
Kubikwa ukuba kulabantu abanengi abakumabandla aphikisayo ikakhulu emaphandleni abathi bakhahlanyezwa ngamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho oluzaqhutshwa mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi. Kusenjalo, inhlanganiso ye-African Union isilungiselela ukuyahlola ukuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe. Inhlanganiso le yethule umbiko othi abameli bayo bazabanyana labe-Common Market for East and Southern Africa Election Observation Mission ekuhloleni ukhetho lolu. Kule nhlanganiso ezimbalwa esezithume abameli kwele Zimbabwe uyahlola ukhetho lolu. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu, sixoxe lomnumzana e-14 Ncube, ingcwethi elwela ilungelo likazulu ezimeleyo.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi i-African Union isithumele abantu abazokhangela ukuthi kambe ukhetho lweZimbabwe luzaqhutshwa ngendlela ehlonipha yini isisekelo sombuso seZimbabwe, i-constitution, imithetho yeZimbabwe, izivumelwane ze-African Union lezinqumo nje zonke ezomhlaba ukuthi ukhetho lube ngolukhululekileyo. Kodwa sebephuzile, umonakalo usowenzakele. Ukhetho lolasoze lube ngolukhululekileyo ngokuba izinto eziningi sezenzakele bengakafiki. Kuhle ukuthi eminyakeni ezayo ukukhetho lulandela ka-2028 bafike ngesikhathi, lalolu khetho luzalandela bafike ngesikhathi ukuze babone izinto zingakonakali, bathi bangazibona lezo ezonakalayo bazibhale ngendlela efaneleyo.
Kodwa singathi kunceda ngani kunokho baba Ncube?
Akwanelanga kuphela ukuthi babhale, kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa sebebhalile laba be-African Union bakwenze kucace ukuthi umuntu ozakhetha okhethweni olungakhululekanga asimamukeli njenge-Afrika, bamjezise lowo muntu oyabe ngene ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi umbuso onjalo asoze bawamukele. Kodwa kungabhalwa bakungenziwa lutho ngakho, kubhalwe nje kuphela ukuthi ukhetho belungakhululekanga, ukhetho belungamanga kahle. Kodwa lo ongene ngokhetho olungamanga kahle angene esihlalweni abuse, akuncedi ukuba lama-observers anjalo. Abantu beZimbabwe bakhangele lama-observers azafika abone izinto ezonakalayo azikhulume, labo abafanele balungise lokho okonakalayo bakulungise. I-African Union imele itshintshe indlela esebenza ngayo, i-SADC imele itshintshe indlela esebenza ngayo, bathi bangatshelwa ukuthi ukhetho luhambanga kahle bajezise labo abakhethwe ngokhetho olungakhululekanga. Yikho lapho okuzaguqula khona i-Afrika, okuza kwenza ukuthi ukhetho oluzayo loluzayo lube ngolukhululekileyo.
Umnumzana e-14 Ncube ingcweti elwela ilungelo likazulu izimele. Besixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Umsekeli kamongameli webandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Kembo Mwadi uzekhuze abasekeli bebandla elibusayo eMathewani South ngokungavoteli umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngobuningi babo kukhetho olwedlulayo. Kubika u-Albert Ncube.
Pambili ngeZANU-PF, pilipili kaZANU-PF, pandapanda leZANU-PF, mbelimbeli leZANU-PF, mbelimbeli leZANU-PF, ZANU-PF oye, ZANU-PF oye, Mnangagwa oye.
UMohati uthi iningi lakhabela ibhola ehlathini ngoba amakhansila kane labameli bedalela ephalamende bathola amavoti amaningi ukwedlula uMnangagwa kukhetho lwadlulayo. Uphinde wathi abantu kumele bevotele uMnangagwa lebandla leZANU-PF esithi kuningi okwenziwe nguhulumende selokhu uMnangagwa angena esikhundleni. Ekhuluma enkundleni ephelandaba Stadium eGwanda namhla emini, uMohati uthe ukwenzeka kukhetho luka-2018 akumelanga kuphinde kwenzakale lonyaka.
Akula umuntu othi votele nini mina upresident kwabanye lizazibonela ngokwenza. Akula into enjalo. Lokhwana kwenzakala ngo-2018, especially ngapha eMathebele South. Kungaphindi singakuphindi lokhu. Okuthi khona uMP atholakale ethola amavoti ayidlula kapresident. Bekusithini ngoba usithini ngopresident. Ngakuthi amavoti akho abe sedlula kapresident. Which means there must be, you must have been saying something about the president which is negative. So asikufuni khonoko. Akuphele khonoko.
Umohati uthi kule ntuthuko ekhanywayo eMathebele South phansi kombuso kaMnangagwa okugoqela ukuvuselela izivande zokulima ngokuthelezela, ukwakhiwa kakutsha komngcelo we-Bed Bridge kanye lokulungiswa kwemigwaqo.
Sithanda ukuthi khona simkhethe ukuthi aqhubekele phambili eqedisa ama-programs akhe. Ama-programs akhe amahle elewaziyo. Sifuna ukuthi siwine ukuwina lokhuana okuzayenza ukuthi khona izitha zethu ziswele ukuthi khona zizakhuluma zithini.
Umgcini sihlalo webandla leZANU-PF eMathebele South, Mnumzana Mangaliso Ndlovu, ukhuthaza abasekeli bebandla lakhe ukuthi bakhankase ngokuthula.
iZANU-PF will not hesitate ukuthi sikuhambise emapoliseni singabona unguwe ohamba usilwa labantu be-opposition. Yikho abakumeleleyo ukuthi bebeze betshaya impembe bethi lapha sokule violence. The president has been clear, no to violence, no, no, no to violence.
Isikhulumeli sebandla eliphikisayo Citizens Coalition for Change eMathebele South, uMnumzana Ntando Ndlela, uthi bandla leZANU-PF lehluleke ukubusa kuhle kusukela ngo-1980.
iZANU-PF ile 43 years ibusa. iZANU-PF bakethi isikhathi sayo sesikwanile, sebenzile abade bengakwenza. Ungakhangela yena lo okhulumayo kubaba uKhembo Mahadi, ngabantu asebe ku 80 something years kusiya ku 90 years. Kambe abantu abadala bangaka singabe lokhu sifundi baqhubeke belokhu besithi bayasibusa, abayiphumula abadala sebesebenzile bayedlala nabazukulu. Akula 5 years abangayiphiwa ngabantu beZimbabwe.
Amanye amabandla aphikisayo abalise lezaphu iMthakazi Republic Party kanye ne-United Zimbabwe Alliance aqhubekela phambili ekhankasela ukhetho oluza kuqhutshwa mhlaka-23 Ncwabakazi. Ngiyimele umsakazo we-Studio 7, ngiseGwanda, ngingu-Albert Ncube.
Lanwa ukhetho lwalonyaka solusondele, iningi labantu lithi alibakabikwazi ukuthi lizavotela bani. Baningi abakusimo lesi abahlala eSt Peters leRobert Sinyoka emakhaya aseduzane lawoBulawayo, kubika uEzra Jesus Banda.
Kuluma ngokuthule amabandla ezombusazwe akhankasa njalo nje, kodwa abantu bathi bakhathele ngezithembiso zamanga ezenziwa ngesikhathi sokhetho. Umnumzana Othi Ndweni uthi kakaboni ukuthi uzavotela bani.
Ngingapheleli sibile kubona izikwenza kwakhona, ngoba still lakhathesi ama-elections kumele abe free. Every party kumele ukuthi iphiwe ithuba lokubana icampaign ngendlela efaneleyo. Hhayi, kunqobeni-ke khathesi kangeke imbekwazi, ngoba abantu sididene sonke amakhanda, sididene amakhanda ngendlela ezenzakalayo. Ukhangele lezi mali ukuthi zenzakala njani. Akula muntu okhangele ebantwini ukuthi kathi vele abantu bona bephakathi kwendawo baphila njani.
Umnumzana Mahlathini osekela ibandla leZANU-PF uthi uyesaba ukuthi abantu abasoze bavotele ibandla lakhe.
Abantu basola ukuthi vele ukuthi izinto ukuthi vele azisamanga kuhle. Abasithembisa ukuthi kuthiwa kuzalunga. Ufisa ukuthi vele ngifuna ukulungisa imali. Abantu bathole imali e-right.
Ukanti umnumzana Eugene Ndlovu umakhiwe zindlu uthi abantu sebekhathele ngombuso okhona.
Ngabantu bayachiyana. Abanye ngabakhonaphi kulo naleli bandla kubusa, abanye ngabesisisi bayachiyana.
Abantu abaningi nxa sisizwa bekhuluma phandle kungani ibandla likhona kwabasalithanda singakwazi ukuvoteni sibili, kodwa nxa sisizwa bekhuluma sabe sizwa ngani bafisa ukuthi ngabe kuyake kutshintshe nje.
Umnumzana Dumisani Mkhonazi uthi abancinisayo bemele amabandla abo abazange bafike ebantwini, ngakho kakholwa ukuthi uzavota.
Kunamakhandidethi akhona wonke, yikho kungani kunzima. So thine ibandla umuntu esimaziyo ngupresident, laba abanye abakhontestayo ngaphandle kwaChamisa ayisibazi. So asikabi leqiniso ngoba sikabona amakhandidethi akhona wonke ukuthi ngobani njobani.
Osakhulayo uRoyal Mloyi oneminyaka yokuzalwa ngama-2022 uthi ngalathi themba ngemandla lakhe leZANU-PF.
Ngibona ukuze ngaba 22.
mana ngaba lentuthuko because lo hulumende wethu wayesithimbisile nje ukuthi Vision 2030 salokhu esakhangele khonokho nje basakhula. Abantu abaningi bakhala ngemsebenzi because kunje siwasebenzi khona SMPTAS. Asisebenzi, ama-youth amaningi balimazana, bayenzani, indawo zokuthi baswele imisebenzi. Drugs, yonke into, basebenzi into ezingelangqondo bebancane.
Omunye osekhula ngoLydia Mathe oleminyaka yokuzalwa ngamathumi amabili nanhlanu 25 uthi uzavota kodwa ubone ngani amavoti azatshontshwa.
Sizavota kodwa sesazukuthi vele ngenye ivoted ayisozisincede ngalutho. Anyakwazi anti secret yami.
Sekusele insuku ezilithumi lasithupha ukuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho eZimbabwe. Ngimelele Studio 7 St. Peters, igama lami ngu-Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Singangangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uyaxhobozela kweleni nje lapho bezama ukubisela uMnumzana Mohammed Bazoum esikhundleni kulandela ukususwa kwakhe libutho ngeviki ephelileyo. Iqhubekela phambili impi yomvukela kwele Sudan osekubulewe abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Traditional Healers Association ithi abantu kumele besebenze labo ngoba badonsa ndawonye labezempilakahle abasebenza kumakolleji emfundo yaphezulu kanye labo kuhlangothi lwezempilakahle eZimbabwe. Kubikwa ukuba kulabantu abaningi abagoqela abafundisi, ababalisi labanye abahamba ezinyangeni besiyadinga uncedo. UMavis Gama usethulela lolo daba ngokugcweleyo.
UMnumzana George Candiero, umkhokheli weZinatha, uthi kunengi okuphathelane lenhlanganiso le. Uthi ugoqela ukuqeqeshwa kwabelaphi bomdabu yizikhwicamfundo ze-University of Zimbabwe. UCandiero uthi akulanto elihlazo ngokwelatshwa zinyanga.
Our really wish is maybe one day to be in the hospitals themselves.
Isifiso sethu sangempela yikuba ngelinye ilanga sibe ezibhedlela ukuze abantu bakithi baxhumane labafundela ukwelapha ngendlela zesilungu ngezinto ezithile thina esingabhekana lazo kangcono kulabo.
UDokotela Amos Marume okhokhela inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Health Practitioners Association uthi kuqakathekile usebenza lezinyanga ngoba bayinsika yempilo kaZulu.
Rather, there are various ways that we will work as an association to promote.
Kulezindlela ezehlukeneyo esizozisebenzisa njengenhlanganiso ukuze sikhuthaze ukusetshenziswa kwemithi yesintu.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngunkosikazi Silibaziso Mlilo, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo.
Mina ngombono wami mbona kungcono ukuthi ngabe labo ama-traditional healers babanika labo indawo, for example ezifana nalezabo dokotela abemithi yesikhiweni, labo kube yindawo engacatshanga vele ngoba labo isikhathi esiningi ama-traditional healers labo basendaweni ecatshile.
UMnumzana Lubani Nkala, isakhamuzi seHarare, uvumelana naye.
Khona ukuthi abantu bahambe becatshile besiya ezinyangeni akusikonto enhle. Kuba ngabe bayahamba bekhululekile njengokuthi nxa abantu besiya ezibhedlela ngoba inyanga zibezwele zikhona esintwini vele zikhona.
UMnumzana Bongani Moyo uthi abantu abaningi abahamba ezinyangeni bagoqela abafundisi.
Kodwa akusancedi ukusifihla ngoba kuyaziwa ukuthi bayakwenza and after all bayancediswa bangayaphaya uncedo abalufunayo bayaluthola baphinde babuyele enkonzweni zabo njalo njalo. So mina ngibona ukuthi vele waye sekuyimfihlo kulungile ukuthi kuhlale vele sekusaziwa ukuthi bayahamba bahambe emini lenkonzo ebeyazi ukuthi hayi bahamba bahlanganisile laphala laphana.
UMnumzana Victor Dube uthi uhulumende kumele afundise uZulu ngokuqakatheka kokwelatshwa ngezomdabu.
Engenza njalo awubusozuba abona abantu becasha nxa besiya ezinyangeni ngoba ukucasha ukuthi besaba ukuthi lapha abakholwa khona bengabasola mbili bexotshe ezikhundleni kumbe kubonakale engathi yibuthakathi kubona kungaso buthakathi.
UDube uthi okudanisayo eZimbabwe ikuthi uhulumende ukhuthaza abokuza hatshi izinyanga ukuba belaphe uZulu.
Khona kathesi indawo okuhanjwa khona egcekeni emini sibili usiyalatshwa ngamaChina bekuhlabe izinalithi eziningi abathi i-occupancy angasithi iwini. Bakwenza egcekeni, bavunyelwa nguhulumende, kodwa yena uhulumende akakwanisi ukuvumela abantu bakhe ukuthi besebenzise imithi yabo.
UDokotela John Mangwiro, umsekeli womphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezempilakahle, watshela lonyaka umhlangano omkhulu wabezempilakahle amaprofita lezinyanga ukuthi sokumele abelaphi bezomdabu befunde ukuthatha izigulane igazi ukuhlola ukutshisa komzimba lokunye. Abezinatha bathi uphenyo abasanda kulwenza luveza ukuba abagulayo abafika phose isilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisificaminwembili lanhlanu ekhulwini 85% baqala bayebuza kubosiyazi abasebenza bengaphansi kwenhlanganiso yabo bengakatholi usizo ezibhedlela. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Badabukile abantu abanengi kulandela ukubhubha kwamalunga eqembu leinsimbi zezwane. Bathabalale engozini yomgwaqo ngempelaviki. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomxolisi Khulekani Nkomo, waziwa kwezomculo ngegama elithi Zinja Ziyamluma.
Sikwazile ukuhamba siyofika endaweni yakomagabelana lapho kubuya khona u-Elvis Mathi, okunguma-Eli ibizo lakhe lomculo, umholi weinsimbi zezwane. Sifikile sahlanganisa amehlo nomdeni, sathola nje ekhaya kulusizi kunzima, konke nje bekunzima okusekhaya. Sathatha ke umama kaBrema nonkosikazi wakhe sabuya labo ngapha koBulawayo, savuka ekuseni sahamba nabo esibhedlela ukuthi bayebona uBrema nalabo abanye abalimele. Engakusho nje ukuthi laba ababili yebo badlule engozini yemoto, u-Elvis noMaviri. Maviri ubedlala i-drum, wahle watshonela khona lapho u-Elvis wathonela esibhedlela. UBrema noRonald noPutsununu nomunye balaphe empilo esibhedlela, yiwo ngathi balimele kakhulu. Ngale kwakusele abanye ababalisele uJohn Master naboGeligeli, kodwa ke i-3 sidischarjiwe njengamanje, silinde ukuthi befike la koBulawayo noma yinini.
Banjani bolaba abalimeleyo?
Hayi, namhla bayathembisa ngoba after ukuthi bebonane nezihlobo zabo, ngicabanga ukuthi sebayethembisa kakhulu. Nominister ufikile, hamba nje nebandla lonke bezobabona, bezama ukulekelela lapho abafuna ukulekelela khona. Sibalisela nabo Kingdom Blue sehlanganisile ukuthi no bazawuphatha umsebenzi. Umfowethu, abafowethu labadlulileyo bayefihlwa bonke.
Babekwanini?
Ngicabanga ukuthi ngolwesihlanu sizokwenza i-memorial service lapha e-amphitheatre, kodwa ke kusalungiswa. Ngicabanga ukuthi kusasa zobe sesikwazi kahle ukuthi kuhamba kanjani, kodwa ngomgqibelo khona hayi ku-Elvis uzobekwa ngomgqibelo. So kungenzeka futhi uMaviri ayefihlwa endaweni yaseLupane lapho kuzalwa khona umamakhe, maku ukuthi kugcine kuphumelele kanjalo, kusho ukuthi uzoyefihlwa khona-ke ngesonto. Ngakho-ke ngizobuya ngikhonfirme ngoba salinde ukuthi sikhiphe i-statement esiyisona esokugcina, abantu bese besithola-ke imininingwane yonke izothi sigcwele lapho-ke.
Umxolisi Khulekani Nkomo umculi owaziwa ngegama elithi Zinja Ziyamluma. Sixoxela ye ekoBulawayo. Umanyano wenhlanganiso ezivela amalungelo ababalisi e-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe lamhla usungule umkhankaso oqhutshwa ebulenjini wokukhuthaza abantu ukuthi kukhetho oluzayo bevotele labo abangathuthukisa ezemfundo, olubizwa ngokuthi PDOs, Zwakauma Kudaro noma kunzima kunjalo EduVote Campaign. I-PTUZET uhlelo lolu lusungulwe ngomnyaka odluleyo lapho obekuxoxiswana labantu mathupha, njalo luyaphumelela ngoba namhla kodwa nje kufinyelelwe abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili 20,000 ebulenjini kuphela. Isikhulumeli se-PTUZET uMnumzana Themba kuye Moyo uchazisa kabanzi ngalolu hlelo.
Sikhangele uhlupho esilalo ezikolo, ukuwa kwezinga lemfundo, ukuswela kwesithunzi kwababalisi, ukwehluleka kokubhadala okubhala imihloliso yabantwana ngoba behluleke ukuthola imali ye examination fees. Bese sibuya sikhangela isisekelo sombuso u-section 75 lapho kungumlando kahulumende ukukhokhela indleko zonke zemfundo. Thina nge-ATUZI sikukhangela kusukisela ku-ECDA size siyefika ku-first degree. Umkhankaso lo siwuqalisa lamhla, sikhangelela ukuthi sizaba lawo kuze kuyefika usuku lokuvota mhlaka-23. Lanxa bezepolitiki bona-ke kumele beme ukukhankasa mhlaka-21, sizasebenzisa i-online lapho sithola khona ithuba lokuhlangana labantu. Sizabe sihlangana labantu sibagqugquzela ukuba bananzelele isisekelo sombuso lokukhuthaza labo abamabandla abafuna ukuvotelwa ukuba bakhangele isisekelo sombuso u-section 75.
Ungachasisa ukuthi ezemfundo zihambelana njani lapha lokhetho, njalo lizawuqhuba njani lo mkhankaso?
Izikolo zonke ezeZimbabwe kumbe eziningi zingaphansi kwamakhansila. Ngokunjalo sikhangelela ukuthi ukhansila engakhethwa kumele kube ngukhansila ololwazi lozwisisa isisekelo sombuso, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela u-section 75. Ephalamende yikho lapho kulungiswa khona imithetho. Yibo abantu okumele benelise ukuzwisisa ukuba u-section 75 okhuluma ngelungelo labantwana, ngelungelo lokufunda, ngelungelo lesisebenzi nxa sesikhangela lo section 65. Yibo okumele bethi bona isisekelo sombuso sime kanje. Okwezemfundo kakuhambisane lesisekelo sombuso. Abanye abantu bengagijima masinyane bethi ilizwe lethu kalila mali yokubona ukuba uhulumende uyokhokhela indleko zomfundo. I-competence based curriculum yethu yavela kunzira masanga commission. Inzira masanga commission yayenza isinqumo sokuba uhulumende engakafaki i-competence based curriculum kaqale avule isikhwama sokufunda i-education, educational equalization fund. Isikhwama lesi sikhanya ukuthi silinganise izikolo zonke, singaboni kulezikolo okuthiwa zingcono kulezinye. Kunjenje abantwana bafunda i-ICT, wonke umntwana, kodwa uzahamba uyefika emaphandleni uthole ukuthi kakulayo ne-network. Abantu umakhalekhukhwini bamsebenzisa ukutshaya ingoma bezigidela. Abantwana bezikolo zabo Bulawayo bayasebenzisa i-ICT, i-network ikhona. Kakhulu sikhangele ukuthi imfundo ilingane noma kungaphi. Kungabi lo mntwana owehluleka ukubhala i-examination ngokwehlulekile ukuqoqa imali yama-subjects angu-5. Umntwana omunye ugcine sebhala ama-subjects angu-5 kodwa yena elalo ikhono lokubhala ama-subjects angu-8 azikhethele kuhle afuna ukuba yikho khona eseqedile ezemfundo.
Lo ngumnumzana Themba kuye moyo isikhulumeli somanyano olwela amalungelo ababalisi bemabhandleni i-ATUZI ubexoxa ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Okwamanje sike sizwe ukuthi abantu bathini khonapha-ke kustudio 7 nxa sikhangela kufacebook yethu lezinye indawo ezitshiyeneyo. Sikhala ngalokhu-ke okade kusethulwa ngabantu enkundleni yethu yeFacebook lapha kukhuluma khona ngokubhubha kwaElvis Elvis Mathe lo munye wakuThembinkosi Maveri Pofu. Umlungisi Ndlovu uthi ithi incwadi laphana kuJobe 17 ozelwe ngowesifazana imihla yakhe ibaliwe. Uyaqhakaza njengembali lakho waboy ufikile emhlabeni, wabekwa emhlabeni phambi kwethu. Umfana omuhle kakhulu usejabalele. Uzobuya njalo ke uKhumbuzi Bhango uthi hayi siyabonga kakhulu umlungisi ngamazwi lawo enduduzo. Uzobuya ke eMuzilin uthi ke dlala ngokuthula King Fly, siyakukhumbula sonke empilweni yethu. Uzobuya njalo uNothando Ncube uthi ngalale ngokuthula abafowethu, abalale ngokuthula abafowethu enhliziyweni zethu sidabuke okumangalisayo. Lizwe Israel TV uthi abalale ngokuthula, siyakwazi ukuthi abanye basezibhedlela kodwa silethemba lokuthi bazaphepha. Mebumpala naye uthi rest in peace. Ye lokho-ke ngokwethulwa ngabalandeli beStudio 7 lingakhohlwa lokuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla sikhangela khona oku kwenzakale eHarare esililweni sikaTinashe Chisunga obulewe ngabacatshangelwa ukuba ngabalandeli bebandla leZANU PF. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje ngokuthi sikhangele besilazo kuvaleliswa kuTinashe Chisunga obulewe ngabacatshangelwa ukuba ngamalunga ebandla leZANU PF. Badabukile abantu kulandela ukubhubha kwamalunga eqembu leinsimbi zezwane. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ngolivalisayo ngenjabulo. Umthembo Sithembayo uKip Stube lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.